Living the Mythological Life. My mythology. Alive and at rest in my own present time, enduring forever. I subsume my essence, which is all around me, in every form, as the earth and all its substance speaks of myself, of who I am, and always was, and ever shall be. I walk along a path defined by mirroring images of selves like myself, all-inclusive and pervasive and self-existent as I. We are linked in a common unity of being, all one and freestanding among the legends of earth and sky. We together speak the one language of all souls who travel far and wide, in and out, to and fro, here and back again to the wellspring of our continuance, together striving in the multitude of form, of interlinking desire and evolvement of mind. We supersede our own selves and combine our forms into one continuous flow and flower into songs of reverent design and purpose. It is the intentions of our quickened personas to be ever aloft and aspiring to display the beauty of the inner secrets of the shell from which we unfold. And the sound we call the music of the spheres spirals out to encompass the whole in soft, resplendent scores of copious thought. How unlike the character of our inventions to reflect back on ourselves the wanderings of this journey, in and out of life's darkness. We carry with us the limits of our undertakings, and with them learn to corner ourselves in stark and startling realizations. We capture our fleeting souls like fireflies in glass jars and hold them aloft to light our bodily path. The eyes of our windows glow and glisten with the sun's penetrating heat, and we follow amazed and ablaze with the sensual tremor of ecstasy in our bones. Simple wonders instill in us the awakening of our self-knowing as we explore the caves of light and dark, life and death, until we bid ourselves a fond farewell and depart with the wind of our breath. Silence becomes our food, and emptiness our highway on the backside of our journey within and behind the veil of our conception. Now we take full understanding and plow it under green earth to further seed our remaking and resurgence into another flower bloom of resource, where the power and the void regain their proper balance within the myth of that which we come to be called.